Hi everyone, it's 11:37 a.m. It is Sunday, Monday. It is Monday, November 21st. So I'm just going to record all of this week. We'll see what I get. I'm not working much this week. So today I'm actually waiting to hear from a client. So she calls me, I'm going to have to end this, but she called me this morning and she told me that her power had went out and she doesn't know when it's going to be coming back and told me to call her around 11:40. To see if she got it back, because I can't go if her power goes out. It's not really gonna help. So yeah, so I'm just gonna call my driver back and let her know too, because she's sitting waiting to hear from me. So I'm gonna call this client now. I tried calling her before, but she must be on the phone with my other coworker still, because he's coming too, so she's probably on the phone with him still. So if power comes back, then great. If not, then I'm off today. So hopefully, in a way, I kind of hope I go just to get some hours in. But I think on Friday, I'm going to use the time to do some paperwork and put that on my calendar. So yeah, I'm going to go for it now. And I'll let you guys know if I end up going to work or not. So I'll talk to you later. Hi everyone, it's 12:41 p.m. So I didn't go to work today because my client, neither myself or my coworker couldn't get a hold of her. It said her phone was turned off. So what happened was her phone must have died and she can't charge it right now since she doesn't have power. So she couldn't call me because my coworker, he said that she was going to call him around 11:30, and he said he didn't hear from her. And I'm like, well, what should we do? And he said to just cancel. So I called my driver and I didn't want her to get like too close to me to have to turn around. So I was like, you know, like this client, you know, she's a maybe, told her what happened. And she said, okay, I'm going to pull over before I get too close to you. And she did. So she was just basically waiting to hear from me. And I just told her, I let her know about today, we're going to cancel. So I'm sure we'll be good for next week. My coworker is going to help him. It's going to help her with this, the Microsoft Word, getting Microsoft set up and all that. So I will probably go there next week, and I'm going to call him on Friday to see when he'll be able to do it, because I think I'm going to use Friday to do paperwork, especially because if we can work from home, why not? And I do have some stuff that I want to get done, so I'll probably wind up doing that. So yeah, I will talk to everybody later. Hi everyone, it's 8:58, so it's much later, and I figured I would kind of give a little bit of an update. So I know over the weekend, my mom wasn't feeling well. She got sick like a couple times, a couple other times this year, once around my birthday, and then another time in May. And of course it's nothing. It was just like a chest cold and like the same thing is happening, but this time. So she started Friday. So she took off work today, and then she had to take care of our dog, which I'll get into that in a minute. And it's like at night, like, I don't know why, but for some reason, like when you're sick, like you could be feeling like not great, but you could be feeling like okay enough, like not as sick, I guess, like during the day, but then at night is when it gets a whole lot worse. I'm not really sure why that is, but I've noticed that even when you have a cold or something, like then at night, it's like a whole lot worse and you can't sleep and it's sucks and it's no fun. So that's what's basically was happening, and it went up to her head. So I think she said if she's not better tomorrow, by tomorrow, she'll probably go to the doctor, and hopefully she'll be better for Thanksgiving. We plan to go to my mom's cousin's house, and my brother and I probably will go without her if she's not better. Hopefully she is though. And we got all the stuff to make the dessert
that I'm bringing. We're making cupcakes, and my mom got what she's making, stuff that she plans on making for her thing. So, yeah. But I'm making basically chocolate cupcakes, chocolate icing, chocolate sprinkles, chocolate cake mix. I got these little cake toppers, these little turkeys. They have like the little toothpicks, and you punch them out, and then you have to assemble them. So we have to figure out how to do that. I'm wearing this wreath pin on my shirt. I've like gotten to that time of year again. I started my Christmas shopping. I got my mom a pair of pants from L.L. Bean. They are like these, they have like these fleece lining in them. She had to help me order them just because we weren't really sure how accessible the website was going to be, and she had a discount code. So then I also got her this, so we decided for each other that this year we're going to do for Christmas. Like, I know we did this last year too, but I kind of went overboard. I decided not to do that this year. So we decided for gifts for each other, because we get a lot of stuff that we want during the year, because like we shop on Amazon. So, or if we go to the mall, we see something, we pick it up. So we decided to get each other something we want and then a surprise gift. So, for example, and then we have like, we set like a budget. So that way we're not like just getting stuff just to get it and just randomly just spending money and getting like 10 gifts for each other and just things that we don't need. Like, I mean, of course we'd use it, but like just getting stuff just because we don't know what to get and just buying stuff just to buy it. We figure we'll just get a surprise gift and a something that the person wants. So for my mom, I got her, so she wanted the pants from L.L. Bean. And then there was this thing that I couldn't decide like what I wanted to get her for the surprise gifts. I was like, okay, I'm gonna get her, I'm gonna decide what I want to get her. And I was like, oh, maybe a spa set, or maybe something from Bath and Body Works, maybe earrings. I don't know. I'll figure it out. So I saw this thing under like, there was like these holiday things that I could get. I saw this thing. It's a box of different like holiday like teas, and you could pick like the different flavors, but they have all different kinds by this company. I forget the name of it. It's like right in the tip of my tongue, but it's a company. I forget what brand it is. But they have like all different kinds, and I picked like a holiday kind. So there was like 48 of them, and then there's four different kinds. So that means there's 12 of each in this box. So there's like peppermint, and then there's like this cinnamon, like Christmas something or other. So there are like different flavors that are basically like holiday related. So I kind of told my mom, like, without giving any other hints, I said, it's more of a, this could be a family gift if you choose. So like she could share it if she wants, like if maybe me or my brother wanted some tea or something, or wanted to have one. So, or I figured that would be like, that would be good for us to have on Christmas, like if we're staying home, and then we can like have, we could have dessert, and then we could watch a Christmas movie or something, and then have our tea. So I figured that would be, might be a good gift for her. And then it's something that like we all can use and we're all going to enjoy, rather than like something that she didn't really want, or something that I just got her just because sometimes like I'll get her chocolate or something and then she'll just give it away. She'll give it to me or my brother, or like if we're having guests over, she'll put it out, and like she won't actually enjoy it for herself because she doesn't really eat candy. So I wanted to get her something that like she can enjoy, and then like we can enjoy it as well. So that was what I got her. I got her the tea, and then the pants. I should have them Friday. Then I got my brother a wallet. I got him, he wanted a new slim wallet. So I got him that, and I like the material. It's leather. It's like really soft. And then I got him a sweatshirt. It's a crew neck sweatshirt, because I had no idea what else to get him, and he's kind of hard. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to get him a sweatshirt. Why not? So I got him a sweatshirt, and I don't really like to get people clothes as gifts, because sometimes, you know, you have to like, because if you don't know their size, you have to ask them, and like that can be kind of awkward, because what if they're like, say they wear a plus size or something, they don't want to tell you that. But of course, like, given that my mom and my brother or family, I get them clothes all the time, and I don't have to ask. I know their sizes. And so I didn't have to ask. So I got him the wallet and the sweatshirt. And then for our dogs, our one dog wears diapers. So we have a diaper pail. And my mom wanted more liners for the diaper pail. It's like this, there's like two of them in there, but like they last a while because you have to like, you basically put it in. It's like the refill, and then you like pull it down, you cut it off, and you knot it at the end so that they don't fall out. So we got her those, and then I'm gonna get the dogs a couple more things, get some treats and some toys, and I'm gonna go to Target and get that stuff because I still have to get stocking stuffers for my mom. So I would say I'm pretty much like, I'm like halfway done with my Christmas shopping. So yeah, so I have to get, so I'm gonna go with my brother to Target because obviously I can't go with my mom. I'm getting her stocking stuffers, and I have a gift card, so I'm gonna use that, and then I'll have to add the difference if necessary. So yeah, I'm gonna do that, get her stocking stuffers. I heard they have good stocking stuffers at Target. And they have like dollar section and stuff like that. So I still have to do that, and then I have to get gift bags. So like I would say I'm like halfway done. So yeah, so our one dog, she was, so to make a long story short, we found out on Friday, my mom took her to the vet because she had hurt her eye and she had hit it on something. So we think she scratched her cornea, and they gave my mom some ointment to put on it. And we found out that she's blind, and she's completely blind. Like, we knew for like 6 months or so that her vision was like really bad, but we didn't realize like that she was totally blind, but like she would often like to stand there, and like it would take her, like she wouldn't really move out of the way, and we didn't really know why. Like now we know why. So it's like, so she doesn't see at all. She's blind. It's like age related. She has like a clouding in her eyes, her iris. So it's like age related. So yesterday we noticed she wasn't really eating. And sometimes, of course, if like, you know, all dogs eat is like their dog food. So of course, like they're going to get, after a while, they get tired of the same food. But like, even my mom gave her, like, we even like, we give them stuff in their food. Like we might get, like if we have meat, we give them a little bit of meat. We give them like a little bit of cheese, like a little, just not much, not too much. Just like enough, a little bit just to get them to eat. And then we mix it in with the food so that they don't like just eat like the meat or the cheese on top and then not eat the food at all. So we kind of like just put something in there, like just to kind of get them to eat. So we did that, and my mom was like, okay, maybe. And normally like I'll put the food out, and then when they, like our one, like it takes her, since she's older, it takes her a little while to like get up and get out of her bed and all that. So I put it down, like when I feed them, I'll put the food down. Like our one dog, he inhales it, so when he hears me put the food out, like forget it, like he just comes running and like that's it. But our other dog, she basically just like, takes her a while to get out of the bed and all that. So, but when she hears that, like, I'm cutting something up or putting something in her food, like, she knows, like, she just like slowly gets out of the bed. But like when my mom was like, was doing that, she wasn't, like, she would, my mom gave, said she didn't eat her breakfast yesterday. And then my mom even put some steak juice and like just some actual pieces of steak in her food, and like she would not eat it, like she didn't touch it, and that's not like her. And then today my mom noticed she was like shaking, and she wasn't like, and my mom had gone out for a few hours because she felt like better enough to go out, and she'd asked me to hang out, to sit with them, and I was sitting down with them, I was like playing games on my phone and stuff, and I was like, I didn't know this, but she was like still shaking the whole time. And like normally when my mom comes home, like she'll slowly get up out of the bed, but like she didn't do that. So I normally, like, we have a storm door, so she likes to bark at the door and like just go crazy whenever she sees or hears something out there. So we knew that like she wasn't right. So my mom was like, basically, like, okay, that's it. Like, our vet couldn't see her until next week. So my mom took her to the animal hospital, and they,
they did blood work. Her vitals looked good, but they were doing blood work and her white blood cell count was a little bit low. I know that if you have like an infection, it's high because, you know, that's your body's like fighting it off. That's your how your body fights it off when your white blood cells, your white blood cell count is high. But when it's low, I'm not really sure what that means. Like, I'm not a doctor. So, they did blood work. They're going to do an ultrasound. They think it might be a UTI, but they said she was a little dehydrated, but like she wasn't really eating or drinking much over the past couple days. That's going to be why. So they're keeping her there overnight. And, my mom is going to have to go pick her up tomorrow. So it's just been kind of crazy. Then they called my mom a little while ago, like about an hour ago or so. They called her and they were like, I know my mom was a little nervous, but luckily I think they just wanted to find out more about the whole thing with her vision. So yeah, so that's the update as of now. So I think I'm going to do a little bit of paperwork. I literally didn't do anything today and I had a cancellation, and my mom said that like where this lady I was going to see, where I don't want to say where she lives, but where she lives, there was a problem in that area, like with the electricity. And I obviously couldn't go if the electricity went out. So I'm going to have a cup of herbal tea and then I'm going to get some work done. So I will talk to everybody later, or probably tomorrow at this point. Hi everyone, it's 7:52 p.m. It's Wednesday, November 23rd. I didn't record it all yesterday because there wasn't really much. I literally didn't do anything except for make desserts for tomorrow and for a Friendsgiving we're having on Sunday. So there wasn't really much going on other than me doing all that. So the dessert I made, I will definitely explain that. But I did want to update on a few things. So as for our dog, she was at the animal hospital all day yesterday. She spent another night there. She's coming home today. My mom and my brother actually on their way home with her. But to make a long story short, there was an issue with her eye. So she has to wear a patch with medicine until it heals. And then she has to wear a cone so she can't get to it. So she can't like scratch it or anything like that. And her blood pressure was like through the roof. Like at one point it got up to like 300. I don't know what the bottom number was, but they had to switch her on some blood pressure medicines and they were able to get it down to 180, which is still high, but it's not as high as it was. So they're okay with that. So they wanted to keep her last night, because even for a person, like, you know, if you have high blood pressure, that's very dangerous. So if, let's say, like, you can get a stroke, you know, if you die, but so that way she's in the hospital, they can like take care of her there. Whereas like my mom, cause, you know, you can't just call 911 for a dog. So my mom was able to, you know, get her there in time. Wouldn't be able to get her there in time if something happened. So she stayed there last night and she's going to have to wear a cone. She's going to have a lot of medicine she's taking. So that's that. And then the pants that I ordered for my mom for Christmas, I actually have them right here. We have to keep the packaging because they're not the right ones. It's just she wanted pants that are like jeans with like a fleece lining. But they just sent her a pair of jeans and we're going to send them back because this company is actually from L.L. Bean, and that's very expensive just for a pair of pants. So if she was just going to get just a pair of jeans, she would go somewhere else. So we got to figure out how to return that. I got my hoodie today. It came, and then I got something else on Amazon. I got a body spray. So, and the cool thing is with this company, the lady actually gave, I guess she does this with everybody, but the lady who sends these things out, she gives, this little bag with some lifesavers and a business card in Braille with her website and phone number on it. So if I ever, I'm not going to be ordering from there very much at all just because it's very expensive. I literally like to give you guys an idea. I paid $50 for a hoodie and my mom paid
$60 for two t-shirts, but she canceled the order. So that's not something I'm going to be doing all the time, but maybe just for a gift or something, like very, very rarely. Like once in a blue moon, that's it. Because it's ridiculous. It's like a ripoff. I mean, I could see if it was like 40, but 50, no, it's a little much. So as for yesterday, so I made a couple desserts yesterday. I made cupcakes and iced them and put sprinkles on them. And then we have these cake toppers, so we have to put those on. We're going to do that like today or tomorrow. We're bringing them to my mom's cousin's house. I'm not really sure because with our dog, we can't really leave her, especially with her having the cone on. She's on blood pressure medicine, so she's got a lot going on. So my mom might just come over for dessert, or maybe me and my brother will go over there like the whole time. We'll work it out, but she doesn't want to really leave her right now. So we're going to have a lot going on with that. And the other dessert I made are these things I found on Facebook, because I'm in like these, I don't even know, like they just started popping up, these recipe groups and these recipes. And I found these things called Cool Whip cookies. Basically what you do is you take any kind of cake mix, lemon, banana, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, you know, whatever cake mix. And you put an 8-ounce tub of Cool Whip and then one egg and you mix that all together. You can stop right there if you really wanted to, or you could go further and like customize it and put like chocolate chips or nuts. You could even do like Reese's chips or even like lemon cake mix with white chocolate chips would be good. I'm not even going to go into all the things you can do because this is another one of those recipes you can customize. And I skipped this step, but you can also roll them in powdered sugar. I get very messy when I use powdered sugar. I tend to make a big mess, so I just skipped that step. I didn't feel like dealing with that, but the batter is very sticky and it's like a dough consistency, and that's how it's supposed to be. And it's like endless the things you can do with cake mix and brownie mix. Like there's even, I found a recipe to make banana bread with cake mix. You basically take yellow cake mix, mashed bananas. They have to be very ripe though so that they can mash easily. And then one egg, and then you can add nuts, or you don't have to. You could like stop there, or you could put like, you could add chocolate chips and nuts, or just chocolate chips, just nuts. You could do like a banana chocolate chip walnut bread or something. I guess I've had that before and it's amazing. And then you put it in a loaf pan, and then you can like put powdered sugar on it. That's what we used to do actually when I was a kid. My mom used to make banana bread. Or you could, you know, put icing on it. You could even put like icing and put nuts on top. It's like I said, the possibilities are endless. You could even like put them in a pan and put the chocolate chips on top so they don't like melt into it. It's like endless what you can do. I like recipes that you can kind of like customize. So yeah, and I like the recipe that I made because you don't have to worry about measuring out how much oil, how much water. You just dump in a bunch of Cool Whip and then you put them in the oven for like on 350 for 10 to 12 minutes. I did 12 minutes because I feel like if I did 10, they would have been a little underdone. And guys, they literally taste like cake. Like the top, if you're eating like, say you take a cupcake and you just take off the top piece. They literally taste like that. I kid you not. So they're amazing. My mom was like, holy crap, when she tried one. She wasn't going to, but then when she had gotten a call, she got some good news about our dog, how she was resting comfortably. Like that was, she was like, you know what, I'm gonna try one. So she did, and they're for a Friendsgiving on Sunday, but I have a feeling they're going to be a hit. And my so we think that our dog, because basically, to make a long story short, like her eye, the issue with her eyes causing a lot of other issues for her. So like on Monday, my mom noticed she was like shaking, and she asked me to sit with her just in case something happened. And like, she was still shaking. My mom went out and ran some errands and came back. She was still like that. She's like, I said, I'm taking her in. I can't leave her like this, because she wasn't eating. Like I said, she wasn't eating really. She wasn't really drinking. She was dehydrated. So, and we think that it's because like her blood pressure is so high because her, and just because she's so like anxious because she's not home with us. Like, you know, she's a dog. Like, she doesn't understand that. Like, when you're in the hospital, like you can't just come home as much as you want to.
like a person understands that. And like, you can't, like, we couldn't, it's not like we can go visit her because then of course she's going to like get all worked up and she's going to want to go home with us and all that. So just like a person, if you're under a lot of stress, that can cause your blood pressure to spike. So, and also her white, like I said the other day, her white blood count was low. And they wanted to do a spinal tap, but that would involve putting her to sleep. And we have to be very careful. She's a French bulldog, so we have to be very careful with putting them to sleep because they have breathing issues as it is, so it could kill them. And she was on a steroid once before, and she had a bad reaction to it. So you have, hopefully, so they really couldn't put her on a steroid. So because they're trying to, like, rule things out, and, like, her everything else looked good, like her stomach and everything. It was just, like, basically the eye was what caused everything. So, yeah, so I'm going to go for right now, and I will talk to everyone probably tomorrow. Hi, everyone. It's 9:55 a.m. It is the next day. It's November 24th, so it's Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving. I'm about to call my dad here and wish him a happy Thanksgiving, and then I'm going to get ready for the day. My brother and I are going to my mom's cousin's house, and my mom unfortunately can't go with us because of the dog. She can't really leave her alone right now, so she has to stay back, unfortunately. So she's on like 6 different medications. 4 of them are pills, 2 of them are eye drops, and it's very hard to get her to take some of them because when you give a dog medicine, like, you have to hide it in something. And like, she's very smart, and she's been this way ever since, like, for as long as I can remember. But she would, like, if you hid it in something, she would lick around it, and like, she would try to find it, and like, she would know there's something in it, and she would eat whatever it was that we hid it in. So like, we have like wet dog food, so we put the medicine in some of that, and then we would give that to her, but she would like lick around it and then just like leave the medicine and eat the food, for example. And I remember one time we tried everything, like a treat, and like, we had this vitamin in a tube, and we tried some of that. Like, we would hide the medicine like in a treat and then put some of her vitamin on top. She likes that stuff. We even tried, like, one time I had a friend over and we were eating pizza, and we even tried hiding it in like a pizza crust, and like, she got it out. So it was, I remember one time, I forget what she was on medicine for because it was so long ago, but we had to actually get an ointment since she wouldn't take the pill. So yeah, so she does take a lot of medicine, and she does have to wear a cone for 4 to 6 weeks. So we don't have it on her all the time, though, just because it's not comfortable, like, for her to sleep like that. So, yeah, but it's going to be a little crazy here the next 4 to 6 weeks. So, yeah, I will talk to everyone either later or tomorrow, so. Next. Hi, everyone. It's 2:41 p.m. It is the next day. It's Friday, November 25th. So I did do some paperwork today. I'm going to the office on Wednesday. I don't have to go in the field on Thursday. I'm going to be home because the lady I have in South Jersey, I'm not going to say what town, but someone else is going to reassess her. And reassess her needs because she's almost done. So they're going to try to see if they can find someone else to work with her who's lives closer to where she lives. It just would make more sense. I don't know if they're going to. So if not, I'll still go see her. But this week I'm not going to see her. So yeah. So anyway, I'm going to just hang out today. I did some paperwork. I want to still call, I still have to call Access Link because I do want to, I am going to go to the office on Wednesday, so I do have to get that done still. My mom is just relaxing. She and I are, we kind of have to take shifts, keeping an eye on our dog because, like she's not strong enough yet. So we're not really, we can't really have her like in the same room, like in like one room by herself. And so, yeah, so she's okay. We couldn't get her to drink water, so my mom's having to, like, we have this, actually, this water bottle for dogs. It basically comes with this little bowl, so the bottle goes inside this bowl, and then you, like, if you're at a park or something, you take it off, and you squirt the water into this thing, and then they drink out of that. So we're kind of using it like that, and we're just kind of, like, squirting the water into her mouth to get her to drink. So she had this cone, and it was like this hard plastic cone. And my mom actually went and found another one, a better one, just because that one was hard. And like she couldn't like lay down with it. She couldn't sit with it. She really couldn't have it on and like lay down and stuff. So literally like we had to watch her like every, like all the time we had to watch her because like so she doesn't like walk into anything. Because we think that she scratched her eye. So she has to wear the cone so she doesn't walk into anything and scratch her eye. So we do take it off like when we're watching. Like right now my mom is relaxing with her. So she can, she's taking it off because she's going to, you know, she's watching her. But for example, like if I'm out of the house for several hours, or if my mom is out of the house and I'm home with her, then she would have it on because like it's might be harder for me to know if she was like walking into something. So yeah, so that's that. And then she has like a bunch of follow-up appointments next week, the week after that, and then in about a month from now. So yeah, she has a lot of that going on. So yes, I'm just relaxing right now, and I'm wearing my new hoodie. One trick that I have with hoodies, or like something that you're going to wear, something underneath. So if it's a hoodie, whether it's zip or pullover that just goes over your head, a little trick, even with jackets too, a little trick would be to go a size up. So that way, if you want to wear something underneath, then there's room. So, like, for example, even if I have a hoodie and I'm going to wear it all day, I will wear another shirt underneath. So, let's say I get hot, I want to take it off, I wear another shirt underneath. And if it's a little bit bigger, there's more room. So, it's not like if you're wearing, say, something that just fits and then you got something else underneath, it would feel tight. You'd feel like you're, you know, wearing so many clothes you can't breathe. You'd feel like. So, it's basically a good idea to go a size up. So for example, if you're, I don't know if you're typically like a size like large, I would say to wear, to get extra large. So that way it's, you have more room to wear something else underneath it. Even with pants, like if you have, like, I don't know, maybe like snow pants or something. Like if you wanted to wear maybe your sweatpants under your snow pants, for example, like you want to, it wouldn't be a bad idea to go a size up. So yeah, I'm just going to end it here. And I know Thanksgiving was nice yesterday. We went to my mom's cousin's house. It was me and my brother went, my mom couldn't go. So yeah, I will talk to everyone next week. So we had leftovers today for lunch. That's typically what people do the Friday after Thanksgiving. So yeah, I will talk to everyone next week.